This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Alzheimer's Information and Nutrition Channels. Don't forget, we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, once again, we are speaking with health writer and nutrition educator Barbara Cohn. She is also the author of Calmer Waters, The Caregiver's Journey Through Alzheimer's and Dementia. Barbara, great to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, and hope you're off to a great start this new year. Now, you cared for your husband who had early onset Alzheimer's disease for 10 years. What is the number one health concern that caregivers face to begin our session today?
Well, last year, 16 million friends and family provided 18 billion hours of unpaid care for 5.5 million Americans with Alzheimer's disease. And every one of them is facing stress. So I would say stress is absolutely the number one health concern for caregivers, and that's why I wrote my book, to help caregivers deal with stress more easily, feel healthier, happier, more competent, more confident, find ways to sleep more easily, and ultimately to experience some inner peace. Because statistics are showing that the stress of caregiving can result in chronic disease for the caregiver and take as many as 10 years off one's life. Oftentimes, the caregiver ends up being sick, and sometimes they pass away before the person they're being cared, they're taking care of. So it's a real important issue to face and deal with.
Now, there are so many books about Alzheimer's. How is yours different, and where is it available currently?
There are lots of books about Alzheimer's disease. Most of them are dealing with the fact that you need to take care of yourself and to create a social network. A lot of them tell the personal story. But just to give a brief overview of my book, it's four sections. The first section is my personal story and background, and it deals with the spirituality of caregiving. The second section contains essays by other caregivers, and I invited other caregivers to contribute their stories because, as the saying goes, once you've seen one person with Alzheimer's disease, you've seen one. In other words, everyone exhibits symptoms differently, and the same goes true for caregivers. Every caregiver has his and her own way of dealing with a world that's been turned upside down. Now, the third section, which is the longest, contains 20 chapters on healing modalities. Most of them are written by experts in their field, and they range from acupuncture, art therapy, animal-assisted therapy, color therapy, aromatherapy, all the way to yoga. And the beauty of these chapters is that they contain ways for both the caregiver and the person they're taking care of to engage on a personal, emotional level to forge a closer relationship. And a lot of them contain specific tools and techniques so that both of them can reduce their stress and anxiety and feel better. For example, the chapter on art therapy contains specific art projects, easy art projects, that they can both do either individually or together. So often, a person with Alzheimer's disease is told, no, you cannot drive the car anymore, you can't go for a walk anymore because you might get lost. meaning you can't go for a walk on your own. You can't have that third bowl of ice cream, which they all seem to love. This chapter does a wonderful way of elevating the mood by saying, yes, you can do this, and no one is going to judge you by doing these simple art projects. The last section of my book is about what happens when caregiving ends and how it might be necessary to redefine your role, and it provides different ways to do that and also some philosophical topics. So that's how the book is different from other books on Alzheimer's, and it can be found on Amazon, in Barnes & Noble, also on their site, and in many independent bookstores and libraries. And if your bookstore or library does not contain it, you can request it. It is readily available everywhere.
Now, looking at stress, we know that you're a nutrition educator and as well as a health writer. Can you talk about some nutrition tips that can help for or help relieve stress, the everyday stress?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's winter, so it's good to increase your fat and protein intake. And absolutely make sure you're drinking plenty of water throughout the day, because our brains depend on it. If your brain becomes dehydrated, you're going to become foggy and stressed, and your body will become inflamed. So as far as nutrition tips go, the first thing I would recommend is eat within an hour, at the very most 2 hours upon awakening, because during the night our blood sugar drops, and it's important to raise those glucose levels and get us through the morning. And instead of eating a breakfast of, say, cornflakes, skim milk, and banana, it'd be much, much better to eat a full breakfast, especially this time of year. I recommend eating eggs, which are wonderful for the brain, and throw in some green vegetables. And I know most people think green vegetables for breakfast, but once you get into the routine, it's just a great way to try to get in the 5 to 7 recommended servings every day. Green vegetables like kale, Swiss chard, spinach contain vitamin D, which help with high levels of stress, and vitamin B, which is depleted by stress. B vitamins are needed to make serotonin, a neurotransmitter that directly affects mood in a positive way. Avocados are high in fat, which the brain depends on. In fact, our brain is about 60% fat. Avocados are rich in tryptophan, which is a precursor to serotonin and the feel-good neurotransmitter. So other sources of tryptophan, which have a calming effect, the most commonly known food is turkey, of course. And then other foods high in tryptophan include red meat, dairy products, nuts, seeds, bananas, soybeans, soy products, tuna, shellfish, and turkey. Magnesium is called the mood mineral, which helps deal with high levels of stress. And you can get your magnesium through pumpkin seeds, Swiss chard, quinoa, black beans, cashews, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds. So those are some of the important foods for reducing stress. Also, vitamin C, which is an antioxidant that fights free radicals produced by stress. It also helps support the adrenal glands, which are highly impacted by chronic stress. So if you just try to remember, especially this time of year, getting enough fat and protein. Also, another good thing would be to throw all of your vegetable scraps into a big pot of water and make a mineral broth, which you need to cook on the stovetop for several hours. And this minerals are not destroyed by heat the way vitamins are. But if you drink a mineral broth drink throughout the day, it helps to alkalinize the body, it warms the system, and it helps to counteract the stress that we're feeling as caregivers. So that's a lot of information. If you do just a few of those, it would definitely help.
Excellent and very informative. No problem with it being a lot of information today. We are with health writer and nutrition educator Barbara Cohn. Once again, she is also the author of Calmer Waters, The Caregiver's Journey Through Alzheimer's and Dementia, here on eHealth Radio's Alzheimer's Information and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, back looking at your book again, your book includes 20 chapters on healing modalities and activities that care partners can do together to help them to relax and feel more connected. What did you do? What did you and your husband do during that time?
Well, first of all, we were longtime meditators. We taught transcendental meditation. So meditation is a wonderful way to relax. We did yoga. Music was his number one go-to. There have been so many studies on music and how it helps to relax, especially people with dementia. He would put on headphones and walk around listening to music all day, and it improved his mood. We would try to laugh. Charlie Chaplin once said that a day without laughter is a day wasted. So just putting on a funny YouTube video helps to improve your mood. Exercise, dance was my number one. I absolutely love to dance, and there have been studies showing that dance is the number one physical activity for maintaining brain health and mental acuity. Interesting. So sometimes we would just put music on in the living room and dance together and have a good time. All those help, and they're all included in the book.
Also, what is the most important thing about providing care for someone with Alzheimer's disease?
I would say to be informed. There's information on my blog, BarbaraCohn.com, the Healthy Caregiver blog, on different ways to be informed, but I would have to say the Alzheimer's Association is a fabulous group for providing free classes, information online, a 24-hour hotline on ways you can learn how to be a good caregiver for your loved one.
Lastly, what tips can you give for instant stress relief? Again, this could apply to anyone listening in today.
Okay, well, in addition to what I mentioned, it's really important to breathe deeply. After my husband passed away, I realized that my body was so tight, I had not been breathing deeply for all those years. So really focus on your breath. Aromatherapy oils are a great instant reliever. There's a chapter in the book on which oils to use for different symptoms, such as anxiety and stress. And I used a diffuser for my husband. I would put different oils on there, and it was really an instant reliever, because as soon as he was able to breathe in those molecules, he would say, "Oh, this smells so good," and he would just calm right down. Another great way is to get into a hot bath with Epsom salts, and you can put in a drop or two of lavender oil. Walking, running, dancing, any type of exercise is a wonderful stress relief. And picking up the phone, calling your best friend, putting on a YouTube video to laugh, all those are great ways to relieve stress.
Barbara, always good to have you with us, and really some very informative information to help folks not only to experience a relief from stress, but also in regards to Alzheimer's and health care in these regards. Where can listeners get more information, be in contact with you, and also more information on your book as well?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Barbara Cohn. I'm on Twitter, Barbara Cohn, Health Writer 1. I've got a blog, BarbaraCohn.com, the Healthy Caregiver blog. And I just wanted to mention one more thing, that even though this book is targeted toward the Alzheimer's community, it can be used by any caregiver because it's just a great resource of all kinds of information, how you can help yourself and your loved one. And I've even gotten reports from people who are reading it that are neither caregivers nor sick, who are saying, you know, I'm going to use this for myself to get healthier. So just an overall good resource, even though the topic is directed towards the Alzheimer's community.
And I'm glad that you pointed that out as well. Well, Barbara, hope you have a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2017, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks so much. You have a good day, too.
And thank you for that. We've been speaking with, once again, health writer and nutrition educator Barbara Cohn. She's also the author of Calmer Waters, The Caregiver's Journey Through Alzheimer's and Dementia. And for more information and for contact, simply visit BarbaraCohn.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Alzheimer's Information and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.